This is Unit 4 of Pimsleur's Lithuanian 1. Listen to this conversation.
Atsiprašau, ponia. Ar jūs esate lietuvis?
Taip, panele, aš esu lietuvis. O jūs?
Aš esu amerikietė.
Bet jūs suprantate lietuviškai?
Truputį. Aš suprantu nelabai gerai.
Jūs suprantate labai gerai?
Ačiū, ponia.
Listen again.
Atsiprašau, ponia. Ar jūs esate lietuvis?
Taip, panele, aš esu lietuvis, o jūs?
Aš esu amerikietė.
Bet jūs suprantate lietuviškai?
Truputį. Aš suprantu nelabai gerai.
Jūs suprantate labai gerai.
Ačiū, ponia.
Do you remember how to greet someone in Lithuanian?
Labadiena. Labadiena.
And how do you ask someone how he is?
Kaip jūs gyvuojate? Kaip jūs gyvuojate?
Answer. Thanks, very well.
Ačiū, labai gerai.
Now say, not very well.
Nelabai gerai.
Tell the person that you're American.
Aš esu amerikietis.
Aš esu amerikietė.
Practice the distinction between masculine and feminine.
Amerikietis. Amerikietė. Amerikietis. Amerikietė.
Ask a man if he's American.
Ar jūs esate amerikietis?
Ask the young woman if she is Lithuanian.
Ar jūs esate lietuvė? Ar jūs esate lietuvė, panele?
Do you remember how to say, you are not?
Jūs nesate.
Say to her, you are not American.
Jūs nesate amerikietė.
How would you say, you don't understand English?
Jūs nesuprantate angliškai.
How would she say that she is not American?
Aš nesu amerikietė. Aš nesu.
Now, referring to yourself, say, I'm not Lithuanian.
Aš nesu lietuvis.
Aš nesu lietuvė.
Ask her if she understands English.
Ar jūs suprantate angliškai?
Answer. No, sir.
Ne, ponia.
How does she tell you she doesn't understand English?
Aš nesuprantu angliškai.
Here's how to say, you speak. Listen and repeat.
Jūs kalbate. Bate. Bate. Kal. Kal. Kalbate. Jūs kalbate. Jūs kalbate.
Say, you understand.
Jūs suprantate. Jūs suprantate.
Say, you speak.
Jūs kalbate.
Now say, you speak well.
Jūs kalbate gerai. Jūs kalbate gerai.
Say, I understand.
Aš suprantu.
Now try to say, I speak.
Aš kalbu. Bu. Bu. Kal. Kalbu. Kalbu. Aš kalbu.
Do you remember how to say, not very well?
Nelabai gerai.
Try to say, I don't speak very well.
Aš kalbu nelabai gerai.
Ask, you don't understand English?
Jūs nesuprantate angliškai?
Answer, yes.
Taip.
I understand a little. Be careful of the word order.
Aš truputį suprantu.
And I speak a little. Listen and repeat.
Ir aš truputį kalbu. Ir. Ir. Ir aš truputį kalbu.
Ir
means and when you say A and B, such as understand and speak. Now, using
ir,
say, I understand and speak.
Aš suprantu ir kalbu. Ir.
Do you remember how to ask, and you?
O jūs?
With
o,
you're making a comparison, in this case, I versus you. To list things without making a comparison, you use
ir.
Say again, I understand and speak.
Aš suprantu ir kalbu. Aš suprantu ir kalbu.
Now, referring to yourself, say, I'm not Lithuanian.
Aš nesu lietuvis.
Aš nesu lietuvė.
Say, yes.
Taip.
Say, please.
Prašom. Prašom.
Let's learn to ask for directions. We'll start by asking the way to a street in
Vilnius,
the capital of Lithuania. Just listen, don't repeat.
Prašom pasakyti, kur yra Pilies gatvė? Pilies
street means castle street. Here's the word for street or the street. Listen and repeat.
Gatvė. Vė. Gat. Gatvė. Gatvė.
Say street.
Gatvė.
Here's the name of the street. Listen and repeat.
Pilies. Pilies. P. Pilies. Pilies gatvė. Pilies gatvė.
Now here's how to ask, where is such and such? First the word that means where. Listen and repeat.
Kur. Kur. Kur.
And now the word for is. Listen and repeat.
Yra. Yra. Yra.
Ask, where is?
Kur yra? Kur yra?
And now try to ask, Where is the street? The word for the is understood.
Kur yra gatvė? Kur yra gatvė?
Ask, where is
pilies
street?
Kur yra pilies gatvė? Kur yra pilies gatvė?
Say, please.
Prašom.
If you're stopping someone to ask for directions, the polite way to begin the question is by saying, please tell me. Listen and repeat.
Prašom pasakyti. Pasakyti. Kyti. Kyti. Sakyti. Pasa. Pasa. Pasakyti. Prašom pasakyti. Prašom pasakyti.
Say, please tell me.
Prašom pasakyti.
Now ask, please tell me, where is
pilies
street?
Prašom pasakyti, kur yra pilies gatvė?
How would you say, excuse me?
Atsiprašau.
Say, I don't speak Lithuanian very well.
Aš kalbu lietuviškai nelabai gerai.
Note how the two words seem to run together. Say again, I don't speak Lithuanian very well.
Aš kalbu lietuviškai nelabai gerai.
Say, I speak a little.
Aš truputį kalbu. Aš truputį kalbu.
Say, you speak Lithuanian very well.
Jūs kalbate lietuviškai labai gerai.
Try to say, you understand and speak.
Jūs suprantate ir kalbate.
Very well.
Labai gerai.
Here is how to say city square in Lithuanian. Listen and repeat.
Aikštė. Tė. Tė. Aikš. Aikš. Aikštė. Aikštė.
Did you hear the ksh sound in the middle? It resembles the middle of the English word fixture. How do you say city square?
Aikštė.
Here's the name Cathedral Square. Listen and repeat.
Katedros aikštė. Katedros. Ros. Tedros. Katedros. Katedros. Katedros aikštė.
Say, cathedral.
Katedros.
Say, cathedral square.
Katedros aikštė.
Do you remember how to ask? Please tell me.
Prašom pasakyti. Prašom pasakyti.
Ask, please tell me, where is Cathedral Square?
Prašom pasakyti, kur yra katedros aikštė? Prašom pasakyti, kur yra katedros aikštė?
The answer is, Cathedral Square is here. Listen and repeat, here.
Čia. Čia. Čia.
How do you say, here?
Čia.
Do you remember how to say, is?
Yra. Yra.
Now say, Cathedral Square is here.
Katedros aikštė yra čia.
Ask, please tell me, where is
Pilies
Street?
Prašom pasakyti, kur yra Pilies gatvė?
Reply, here.
Čia.
Try to say, not here.
Ne čia. Ne čia.
Now listen to how he says,
Pilies
Street is not here.
Pilies gatvė ne čia.
Listen again and repeat.
Pilies gatvė ne čia. Pilies gatvė ne čia.
Note that when you say
Pilies
Street is not here, you drop the word for is. Tell me that
Pilies
Street is not here.
Pilies gatvė ne čia. Pilies gatvė ne čia.
Here's how to say there or over there. Listen and repeat.
Ten. Ten. Ten.
Say
Pilies
Street is over there.
Pilies gatvė yra ten.
And how do you say, not here?
Ne čia.
Pilies
Street is not here.
Pilies gatvė ne čia. Pilies gatvė ne čia.
Ask, where is Cathedral Square?
Kur yra katedros aikštė?
Answer, Cathedral Square is not over there.
Katedros aikštė ne ten. Katedros aikštė ne ten.
Pilies
Street is over there.
Pilies gatvė yra ten.
Cathedral Square is here.
Katedros aikštė yra čia.
Now let's try a Lithuanian conversation. The young woman will say things to which you are to respond. When there is a problem about what to answer, I'll help. Let's begin.
Labadiena, ponia.
Labadiena, panele.
Kaip jūs gyvuojate?
Say, thanks, fine. And you?
Ačiū, gerai. O jūs?
Ačiū, labai gerai. Ar jūs esate amerikietis?
Taip, panele, aš esu amerikietis.
Aš esu lietuvė. Ar jūs suprantate lietuviškai?
Tell her, yes, you understand a little.
Taip, aš truputį suprantu.
I understand a little, and I speak a little.
Aš truputį suprantu ir aš truputį kalbu. Ir aš truputį suprantu ir aš truputį kalbu.
I don't speak very well.
Aš kalbu nelabai gerai.
She says, you speak Lithuanian very well.
Jūs kalbate lietuviškai labai gerai.
How does she tell you? And you understand Lithuanian very well.
Ir jūs suprantate lietuviškai labai gerai.
Thank her.
Ačiū. Ačiū.
How would she ask? Please tell me, where is
Pilies
Street?
Prašom pasakyti, kur yra Pilies gatvė.
Tell her, here.
Čia. Pilies gatvė yra čia, panelė.
How does she ask? Where is Cathedral Square?
Kur yra katedros aikštė?
Tell her, over there.
Ten.
Tell her that
Pilies
Street is not over there.
Pilies gatvė ne ten. Pilies gatvė ne ten.
Tell her Cathedral Square is over there.
Katedros aikštė yra ten.
Say,
Pilies
Street is here.
Pilies gatvė yra čia. Pilies gatvė yra čia.
How would you respond to her next question?
Gal žinote kokį nors gerą restoraną?
Aš nesuprantu. Atsiprašau, aš nesuprantu, panelė.
Tell her, I don't speak Lithuanian very well.
Aš kalbu lietuviškai nelabai gerai.
She says, never mind, and thanks you.
Nieko, ačiū.
Say, you're welcome. It's the same word as please.
Prašom.
Say goodbye to her.
Viso gero, panelė.
Viso gero.
Now you are ready for the reading practice. If you are doing the readings now, take your reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 4. Look at number 1. Read it aloud.
Eketa.
Did you remember to stress the beginning of that word? Now look at number 2 and repeat aloud after the speaker.
Eketi.
Here the stress was on the ending. Look at the last letter of word number 2. The Lithuanian long E with a dot over it is pronounced
E.
Try number three.
Gatvė.
Note that Lithuanian G is always pronounced as in the English word go. Now listen and repeat number four.
Lėlė.
Did you hear the L sound in that word? It's called a soft L and is somewhat different from the English L. Using the soft L sound, read number five.
Vėgėlė. Vėgėlė.
Try six.
Strėlė lėkė.
Did you pay attention to the stress in those two words? Now look at number seven. The short Lithuanian O is pronounced
O.
Try to read number seven.
Opera.
Listen and repeat number eight, paying attention to how the L in this word is pronounced.
Oslas. Oslas.
When the L in Lithuanian is followed by an A or an O, it does resemble the English L and is called a hard L. Try number nine.
Loto.
When an L is followed by an E or an I, it is soft. Read number 10.
Lėmė.
Now read 9 and 10 together to practice the contrast.
Loto. Lėmė. Loto. Lėmė.
Look at number 11. The Lithuanian long O is pronounced
O.
Read number 11.
To.
Look at word 12. Note the stress mark over the O. When it slants up to the right, it is called an acute mark. This appears only over long vowels and indicates that they are stressed. Thus, an O with an acute mark over it has the same long
O
sound as the O with the tilde mark over it. Read word 12.
Oda.
Read 13.
Loše.
Look at number 14. Try to read 14.
Gero vėjo, ponia. Gero vėjo, ponia.
Read number 15.
Tėtė ėjo namo. Tėtė ėjo namo.
This is the end of Unit 4.